Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't even know if it's hit me yet, honestly. It was special, man. And I saw it on Twitter, my family's react. It's something I'll never forget. I've been dreaming of this day. You know, I've been visualizing it and stuff like that, you know, so I haven't really, I don't think nerves really. For me, it was just anticipation up there and just being ready to play, just going out there and being myself.
Austin Meadows on his debut, a couple hits on Friday, and then a big home run yesterday.
He also had a hit in the eighth inning that led to Harrison's sacrifice fly that gave him a lead. He was a big part of the game.
Do you feel like there's some either fatigue or apathy when it comes to Pirates prospects? Just because the way they covet prospects or treat prospects is a controversial thing? Because I'm looking back. I want to give you, you know, people will say, you know, there wasn't a lot of days for people to – there wasn't a lot of buildup. They decided to call him up the day before.
Right.
So it's not like people had time to
– Well, I think he had kind of fallen off of their radar anyway because of his injuries. If this had been 2 years ago or a year ago even, I would think there would have been a much bigger hoopla about it.
I didn't think there was any buzz on Friday.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't any all weekend. And I'm sure the kid's okay with that. Makes it look even better for him to come in under the radar a little bit. But, no, I don't think so. I don't know that it's fatigue from their prospects as much as his injury history, because he kept having a hamstring or something multiple times. But he come up and he represented himself very well.
He only played in 81 games last year, so a lot of the bloom came off the prospect rose when he had a down year, but still considered one of the better prospects in baseball, a top 50 prospect by every scouting service. And in the past, when these types of players have come up, people have flooded PNC Park. I'll give you two examples. When Gerrit Cole made his first start in 2013.
Against the Giants, I was there. Big crowd.
There were 30,614 fans there. Now, that was a good team, but just I'll give you what the attendance was the next night.
And he was high. You know, he was number one pick and big hype, and that was part of it.
The next night, there were 19,966 there. So they had a huge spike in attendance because of Cole. Next year, 2014. Gregory Polanco gets called up against the Cubs.
Much more hype surrounding him.
31,567 at PNC Park for Polanco's debut. The next night, 24,075. So they got a considerable jump in attendance for the Cole debut and the Polanco debut.
Much more than this one.
On Friday, they had 19,000 people there. On Saturday, they had even more. So they didn't see any effect whatsoever. There wasn't a Austin Meadows walk-up crowd, so to speak. And I think there are a number of factors or reasons why that's the case. One of them is quite obviously that he didn't, like, knock down the door to get here. He didn't come on like a phenom.
He got up here because of Marte's injury.
Yeah, he wasn't forcing their hand. He was more... Marte's out. Who's the best option at AAA right now? It's Meadows. Okay. It's not because they wanted to call him up, and I don't think he's here to stay by any means.
I don't either. I talked to Neil Huntington. I was in the group that talked to him before the game, and he goes, well, it's way premature to speculate. Of course he goes, but in general, we prefer a young guy to get regular at bats. And I think once Marte comes back, he goes right back down. I don't see that changing, at least before the trade deadline, unless somebody else gets hurt.
Text comes into 412-928-9370. One listener writes, Ron Andrew, guys like Tyler Glasnow ruined it for me. I can't bank on Pirates prospects like I used to.
Well, there haven't been that many that have come up recently that have wowed you. Josh Bell, right? Who else? Who else would you say is a prospect that they've homegrown, developed, that's came up and really wowed you? They haven't had those guys. They've had guys come up, you know, the Williams and the Cools and Tyone, I guess, is somebody that, you know, that was highly thought of, a number one pick, but he had his share of injuries. They haven't developed that many guys.
I'm not
going to say that Glasnow is going to ruin it for everybody, but I don't know how fair that is to Meadows, but I guess I get it.
I think they're I'll just try to do my best to elaborate or expand on what this listener thinks. Maybe because Glasnow was touted as the next great Pirate starting pitcher and he's flopped, there's an element of cynicism that comes with now every prospect,
I guess,
since then.
I guess that's fair.
I think there's also a belief, now this was not in the text, but this is just me, I think there's also a belief that the Pirates hoard prospects and overvalue them. And I think that has turned into one of the complaints from the fan base. Now, Jose Quintana has not pitched well for the Cubs this year. But, you know, he was great for them in the second half of last year. And I think...
still would have made sense for the Pirates to try to make a move. It doesn't always work out, but at the time, it would have made a great sense to trade for him.
They could have taken Meadows and Glasnow and some of these guys and traded for him. 2 years ago, they could have done that. Instead of having an offseason in 2015 where you sign John Jaso and trade for John Neese and bring in Ryan Vogelsong and keep Jeff Locke in the rotation, you could have used Tyler Glasnow and Austin Meadows when they were perceived as giant prospects to get somebody in here, and they didn't. So maybe I'm just speculating why there was not a big turnout on Friday. I'm thinking that is part of it, that they're just there used to be fans who I think lived and died with the prospects who had nothing else to root for. The team was so bad, you almost had to live vicariously through their top 10 prospects and the guys that were coming through the system. And I just don't know if that's a thing anymore.
I mean, they weren't a bad team Friday night. They were in first place going into that game. And secondly, I still think the anti-management bias trumps all in this town. It just I don't know how long they're going to have to stay up near the top of the standings for that to change. But I definitely think that trumps the debut of a guy that was considered a good prospect.
Yeah, but management didn't keep people from coming out for Gerrit Cole and Polanco.
Yeah, but it was a little different time back then. I don't think there was the anti-management bias then that there
all right.
is now.
I'll give you another one.
I mean,
then.
This offseason, it hit the all-time low.
You're right. I'll give you another one from when fans were still super down on this team. When Pedro Alvarez got called up, that was a big deal, man. And that team was awful. That was a 105-loss team that was well on its way to firing its manager.
But again, he was, what, the second overall pick? I mean,
Meadows was a first-round pick.
Big expectations. Yeah, not first, second overall,
no.
though. Big expectations. And they ended up, they brought Alvarez up too soon. They had to send him back down. They brought up Polanco, you can argue, too soon. They had to send him back down. So, you know, this is an organization that proceeds very cautiously. And I think with Meadows, I was surprised he got the call when he did. I really was.
Austin Meadows had a heck of an opening weekend, made a pretty good first impression here.
Really good first impression.
Gets his first hit on Friday, hits his first major league home run on Sunday, and helps the Pirates in all three games. And yet, maybe there's some prospect fatigue. Maybe fans here just don't care as much about the Pirates players coming through the pipeline, and I just gave you two examples of the Pirates getting huge attendance boosts and bumps from debuts, Gregory Polanco and Gerrit Cole, and there wasn't that for Austin Meadows. Why? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We're live from an event that is really supporting a great cause, the Merrill Hodge Celebrity Golf Classic. We'll probably talk to Merrill later in the show, but we've got plenty of time to talk to you at 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.